over and over and over. And the cool thing about it is, look, this is what they sent out to all their business owners about me. I didn't pay nothing for that. Not a single penny did I pay for that. But what are they doing? They're referring me. They're endorsing me. And I have actually the government endorsing me. That's pretty cool. Okay? It's free advertising. It establishes a personal relationship with those people. And it positions you as a local expert. And it introduces you to a new niche. Okay, you'll never know who you meet there. That you might go and do a... Who can you do this to? There are service clubs. There's networking groups. There's association luncheons. There are continuing education groups. There's alumni groups. Chamber of Commerce groups. There are so... Okay, who... let's see. Let's wake somebody up. I don't want to wake him up because he's really having a good dream. Okay, where do you live?
Springville,
Utah, right? I used to drop off papers. I went to the Y, and I was one of those guys who drove in the van that would drop off the big bundles of papers out, throwing that out. And literally, 2 o'clock in the morning, I'd be reading the paper while I'm driving down the road. I used to read the paper every morning while I was driving. Okay, those are my memories of Springville. Okay, I can guarantee you that if I went over to Springville right now, I could find 15 speaking opportunities in the next month. And I can almost promise you that I can get them to invite me. Okay, I promise you. Now, how would you like to stand up for 15 times in the next month in front of your best target market for free, and they're endorsing you, and you can give your million-dollar presentation? You can do that. It's not hard. Okay? How do you do it? Step one, you create a million-dollar presentation, a knockout presentation. Step two, you create a speaker packet, and that includes a speaker sheet, a testimonial sheet. See, if I was real smart, I'd have that sheet I gave you. I'd say, if you found this presentation engaging and you really enjoyed it, would you do me a favor and help me in my marketing? Would you write some comments in there about 2 things that you got from my presentation? That's a testimonial. So you put that in your speaker pack, okay? And then you send a cover letter just saying, you know, I'd love to speak. I've got some great content. Step three, you create a list of local meetings with directors. I guarantee you that if you go to Springville Chamber of Commerce, they have a little book there that has all the meetings. Or if you go to meetup.com, you will see all the meetings that are happening in Springville. Okay. Step four, send out your speaker packet to directors on a regular basis. Just keep sending it to them, man. Get to be a good speaker. Everyone can be a good speaker. You hire someone. No. Okay, you know, we're given weaknesses so that we can get good at them, right? Okay, step five, follow up by phone and book your speaking engagements. It's super easy to do. Folks, this thing is easy, okay? Or you can send out cards inviting directors to visit your speaker sheet website. This is what I do. There's my card. Do you need an exciting speaker? Okay, so I've got a group in my send out cards thing of all the directors in my local area. So I use the same card, and every month I push a button, and they call me. It's like poetry in motion. And then I send them to my speaker website. And I've got a little video. I got a little video. If you come to my workshop, I'll show you how to create that, your little video studio, and how you can do this. I got a little video, and they watch me speak. And I talk to the person. I said, you know, if you will bring me in, I'll come for free. These are 5 things that you're going to learn, that the people that you invite are going to learn. And I give them 5 bullet points, okay? All right, now, I've got, 5 minutes? Okay. Does everyone get that last one, public speaking? All right, it's very powerful. It's very powerful. And I can promise you that most of you can do that. I won't go into this. This is what I'm going to do. I want to add value to you. In my workshop this afternoon, I have about 5 more of these referral strategies, and some of them are very, very powerful. Like asking for referrals, I'll show you how to ask for a referral without ever having to ask for a referral. And with one lady, her name is Annette Bao, she became a multimillionaire financial planner with just this one strategy that I'll show in my workshop. And we'll go through a few more strategies if you come into the workshop. Well, what I want to do now is I want to make sure that you guys get a lot of value from this presentation. I'm all about providing value. So I don't just want to give you value right now, but I want to give you something that will last a lifetime. I know a little bit about referrals, but like I said, I'm speaking to a bunch of Pelés about soccer. You guys, I can guarantee, Blake was telling me about some stuff last night that educated me about referrals. I'm like, Blake, you could take the stage tomorrow, man. You're better than me at this stuff. Okay, you guys know how to do referrals. Probably better than I do. Some of you better than I do. So this is what I want you to do. How many of you would like this? The Grant Taggart Symposium, Referral Marketing Best Practices, a compendium of the best referral tips and techniques that are working today for financial advisors. How many of you would like this special report that has what the best of the best has done here in the crowd? Would you? Okay, this is what I want you to do. Let me have that sheet, please. Well, actually, I don't need that sheet. Let me... On the back of your sheet is this little thingamajig. It says, write down one thing you have done in the past year that has brought you the most referrals. Please take your time and provide a detailed answer. Make sure that you complete the form. I need your mailing address, because what I'm going to do, where's Josh Meyer? This is Josh. Josh, stand up. This is, I've known Josh since he was 10 years old. Josh is, I wish I had time to tell you about this man. He's a great success story. And his brother right now is serving in Iraq in combat. And he's a student at BYU. And everyone give Josh a hand. I love this guy. All right. Thanks, Josh. Thank you. Because I love that guy. I'm so glad you're here. But Josh is going to compile all these into a special report. And we're going to format it real nicely. And I'm going to print them out for whoever gives me one with this on the back. I will print one out, and I will physically send it to you in an envelope after the symposium, after I get back. Okay? So do you understand the instructions? The instructions are to write down one thing that has brought you the most referrals. Be detailed. Okay? On the flip side, I want you to write out your mailing information, your title, who you are. Okay? And I'm going to compile these. Now, make it good. Make it good. Because you're going to put your name on it, and people are going to know who did it. So make it good. Think about it. Think what has worked for you the best. So I'm going to take the next 5 minutes. For those of you who would like to participate in this, take time to fill that out right now. What was the best thing you ever did in the past 12 months that got you the most referrals? And then when you're done, Josh, you're going to stand right up in that corner by the American flag, and I want you to hand that to Josh. Make sure you have that filled out. Now, let me just finish. Any type of engagement where I'm in front of anybody, I finish with this message. Okay, I am a type A guy. What does that mean? That means I'm a real driven guy, and I'm a natural workaholic. You don't have to raise your hand, but are some of you natural workaholics? Are you naturally driven to succeed? Well, those people are at risk. In your quest for financial freedom, always remember that no success can compensate for failure in your home. You men who are trying to just start out and who want to be a success, when it comes to the end of your life, no amount of referrals, no amount of houses or cars or notoriety is going to compensate if you are not a great daddy and a wonderful husband. Nothing will compensate for that. So in your quest for success, always remember, a great man named David O. McKay said it, no success can compensate for failure in the home. This is so important to me that I put a plaque in front on my desk. If I was to show you a picture of my desk, it's right there. And you know why I did it? Because I was coming home at 7 o'clock every night. I worked so hard, I was coming home at 7 o'clock. And I had to put that thing right in front of me to remind me that when it comes 5:30, I got to lift my butt up out of that seat, and I got to go dedicate my time to the people who deserve it. Okay? So just remember that. On your quest for financial freedom, Remember that no success can ever compensate for your failure to be a good husband and a good daddy, or a good wife and a good mommy. Okay? Now with that, I'm going to end, and I want you to stay in your seats for those who are going to participate, and I want you to really think about that one referral strategy that has brought you the most success. And only those who participate will get this report back.
Does everybody want to give a hand of applause for Dave Fry's presentation? We expect you all have more referrals this next year.